I want to get it, but even if you look like I had a simple name, which I didn't go for. The Institute of Analysis is wrong, by the way, because in this position, he says I have two of the simple names, one is PGY check, and the other is PFA check, PHC, which he said both of these values are wrong. The right line in this position of the right that he is, which never occurs, the right rule is PFA check, PHC, PHC.
Right.
So that's the right line. Counting 3FA check is move 1, it's the first maple in 1970.
Yeah.
But, this is a very, very vicious falsification. And they've already made millions of hundreds of falsifications of my game. And they intend to make thousands upon thousands of falsifications of my game. They've already made thousands upon thousands of falsifications of my notes. So in my game, my 60-member game. Now they can totally destroy my reputation by one forgery after another of my actual game. When I'm sending documents, letters, and everything. They want to totally destroy my reputation for all time. The only reason people have any respect for them at all is that they just control the press and they're writing their own favorable publicity. They're absolute rats in every way. They made up the whole of us. Really vicious forgery. Absolutely. And this book is totally Jewish. The author is a Jew. The author is a Jew. Gary Katzmann is a Jew. And the publishers. Also, this publishing, this is Amazon Books, they were owned or affiliated with Maxwell, this show was supposedly died on a yacht, if you remember that. So this is the complete catalog of Amazon Chess Books, which includes the former Prince, Herb Lamar, and Max Lillian Chess, this is like so on. So you have the publisher is a Jewish, who is Maxwell character, which is, you have the author who is an Israeli Jew, and lives in Holland, which is a very Jewish country itself, he's a Jew from Israel, in that group, and then the forward by a Jew, Gary Castro, Gary Weinstein. So there you have, you see the Jews that are working in, trying to totally ruin my image. Anybody who falls for the Jews will never have the same respect for me again. It's an absolutely vicious forgery. It's very deliberate. There's no question you can use it. There's no question you could believe. Also, another point is, how the hell am I going to play this next off this game? I was back in the school. I only took an hour and 34 minutes from this game. So I had almost an hour left for 11 moves. And it was an easy game. It was just shitty kids. Not in a real game, but just shitty kids.
Right.
You see, in the real game, as I say, the queen was on C4, and the rook was on black, the queen was on C4, black rook on B5, I do play rook in check, which is the right bullet or if you put it up with, in the real game, and lose the queen like worst. So this is perfectly good or perfectly logical, because there's no game in attack, because we have to look up to that one check all the time.
So, since they have gotten any of your original scores,
original scores or original carbon copies. This game here that I'm talking about was, we have the carbon copy. I don't have the original score, we have the carbon copy.
So, since you have gotten any of your original carbon copy scores,
original scores or original carbon copy?
Yeah. So there is a danger that they might change again the moves in the games that they will have these,
The games, more than a danger,
Way. Because now it's very hard for you to prove that, because
even this damn thing, I looked at it the first time, you make that mistake, jeez. Well, I don't have an infallible memory.
This game took place 33 years ago.
So I have a thing in infallible memory.
Maybe you still remember the game.
Oh, I remember. I mean, look, remember the game, but when you see it published in a war on Facebook, you see it was, you don't remember it. Well, what do I remember? I remember the time I sat down, or I remember where I saw the book. That's when you're intelligent, and you have to have the documents. So I didn't know what the hell this was all. I was very frustrated. I thought, I don't believe I did that. I'm too poor. But I have the document. Now, then I just so happened, luckily, this survived. The 32 didn't get a hold of it. But I'm just bringing this up to show how vicious it is and dangerous it is for Jews to steal it within the documents. Just one piece of paper in there would be sold for thousands of dollars. Just my scrolling on my carbon copy was fast. I would probably sell them $1 million for that. Just that.
Right.
When I say 10 million for this stuff, I'm underestimating. That's the lowest. That's something you get just without even opening the boxes. They give them the money and they rush out of there with the stuff.
Right.
And they try to rush out. The real value is in the hundreds of millions. They need more. It'll turn out eventually this stuff will be more than the entire Egypt corporation put together. And that's a multi-billion-dollar corporation. They got no branch in Budapest and all over the world. The biggest, I believe they're the biggest in the United States. They started, they have moving insurance, but they also make boxes, moving insurance boxes. They're huge. They have little stores everywhere where you can buy their boxes and their ropes and all this stuff.
Even in the internet, there are many Instagram or home base in the internet. And we get some information about it. We get some background.
Well, I don't have a home page. It's been on other people's sites. I don't have my own internet site.
Metallica.com. And you have your own page.
And I advise everybody, like the Ohio, of course, it also includes sponsors and players. As I said, well, we should get involved as, how possible with Sierra Leone. Hopefully, we can have some sort of with Sierra Leone, because this is the game that really everybody will enjoy. And it is a very fair and just game. Because now it's more of memorization. It's just not the name of memorization, books, computers. It's only computing. And as Bobby said, very easy for cheating. And I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Momorajo for giving us this chance for being in this studio.
In the future,
I said, world champion, but of course he corrected it. He said Paul Morphy, was also world champion, but he's the only American modern world champion, the only one who defeated all this Russian monopoly, of winning the World Chess Championship. And he's a Russian Jewish monopoly, championship titles. And it is ironic indeed, because instead of the United States of America protecting, embracing him or giving him honor as I said, embracing him as an American, on the contrary, they are really making his life very difficult. I mean, imagine if I'm the world champion here, what would the Philippine government do to me? Diba? So, kaya talagang nakakalungkot yung ginagawa ng US government sa kanya. So, anyway, I think we are very much privileged to have a conversation with us now. And again, thank you to Bukad and Komorazo.
Oh,